Hello, you are listening to the Plumfield Moms, and this is Saturday Morning Coffee.
You lengthen the steps I can take. A reflection by Diane Pendergraft, originally posted on April 6, 2024. All scripture quotes are from the Complete Jewish Bible. For you, Adonai, light my lamp. Adonai, my God, lights up my darkness. With you, I could run through a whole troop of men. With my God, I can leap a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of Adonai has been tested by fire. He shields all who take refuge in him. For who is God but Adonai? Who is a rock but our God? It is God who girds me with strength. He makes my way go straight. He makes me swift, sure-footed as a deer, and enables me to stand on my high places. He trains my hands for war until my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You give me your shield, which is salvation. Your right hand holds me up. Your humility makes me great. You lengthen the steps I can take, yet my ankles do not turn. Psalm 18, verses 29 through 37. The note before this psalm says David wrote these words to the Lord on the day he saved David from the hand of his enemies, namely his former friend Saul. Giving credit where it is undeniably due, David praises God as his rock, his fortress, and his deliverer. He describes God's spectacular rescue and extols God's virtues. In these verses where David tells what he was able to do, it is not in his own strength, but because of God's gifts. I've never been in combat as David was. There were times when people regularly tried to kill him. God preserved his life for his own purpose, and maybe there really was a time, maybe more than one, when David leaped over a wall. I try never to say never, but I'll be surprised if I'm ever required to try that. Though I understand that as Christians we are in a spiritual battle every day, it can be hard to relate to David's references to actual hand-to-hand combat. In most Bible translations, verse 36 in Psalm 18 says something about God providing a path wide enough that my feet won't slip. The Complete Jewish Bible puts it this way: You lengthen the steps I can take, yet my ankles do not turn. Warrior or not, a physical example came to mind when I read this translation. A number of years ago, I started getting up early in the morning 5 days a week to walk with my neighbor and her Dalmatian. The dog needed brisk exercise even more than we did, so we walked as quickly as we could for as long as we had time before we needed to be home getting kids ready for the day. I don't remember how long we did this, but it had been several months when, one day, I was walking somewhere with my husband and he said, "You're hard to keep up with." My husband has always been in excellent physical shape, while I have been, well, not excellent. So his comment surprised me. I hadn't been measuring my steps or speed to see if I was improving. My neighbor and I didn't pay much attention to how far we walked in the given time, but the more we did, the more we were able to do, and my physical condition had gradually, nearly imperceptibly, improved. Without being able to stand outside ourselves and see how we look to others, it can be hard to see how God has lengthened the steps we can take. Sometimes I still feel like that shy 6-year-old who cried at her own birthday party because being the birthday girl was too much. The happy birthday song, followed by all eyes on her as she blew out the candles on the cake, was the last straw in a day filled with being the center of attention. David says, with God, he can run through a whole troop of men. While there are still times when I fight down the panic of my teenage self, who was almost incapable of walking into an already crowded room to find a seat. What if all the corners in the back were taken? How do people learn how to walk, where to look when passing through a crowd of strangers? But I remember a gift God once gave me, an outside perspective. I was feeling uncomfortable at a social function of some kind, and someone who hadn't known me long asked, "Why are you acting shy?" I said, "Acting shy? When I appear not to be shy, I'm acting." When I had time to think about that later, I realized that if relatively new acquaintances didn't see me as shy, maybe I wasn't just acting. Maybe I was actually maturing. I do know that God has steadily been calling me to do things that were farther and farther outside the boundaries I had built for my own safety. Whether I'm ever required to defend myself or someone else in physical battle, I know we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Learning to overcome shyness might seem like a small thing to those who haven't experienced that particular challenge, but God wants to fill all the chinks in my armor so I can be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might, able to stand against the schemes of the devil. When I feel inadequate for the tasks I'm called to do, isn't that right where I need to be? It's only with God's help that, when called upon, I will be able to run through a whole troop of men, even if they're all staring at me. With the shield of salvation and God's right hand to hold me up, I'll be able to cover more and more ground with my ever-lengthening strides without turning an ankle. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of Adonai has been tested by fire. He shields all who take refuge in Him. For who is God but Adonai? Who is a rock but our God?